This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. What Colorado law lets a 12-year-old decide about medical care without a parent? The state's minor consent statutes let adolescents agree to a wide range of care on their own, and parents may never be told. Here is what the law actually says, and why parental rights advocates want families to read it before the next appointment. Denver. When a Colorado child turns 12, the rules about who decides on that child's medical care begin to shift. On the July 23 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show, guest host Yvonne Piez talked with Pam Long, an author and the military director of Children's Health Defense, about what state law now allows adolescents to authorize for themselves, and about why she urges parents to learn those rules before their child's next visit. The statutes are real, and they are more layered than a single age suggests. Here is what the law permits, service by service, and where the lines actually fall. Colorado's most discussed minor consent provision sets the age at 12 for outpatient psychotherapy. Under CRS 12-2245-203.5, a mental health professional may provide outpatient psychotherapy to a minor who is 12 or older without a parent's consent, so long as the professional determines that the minor is knowingly and voluntarily seeking the care and that it is clinically indicated. Lawmakers lowered that age from 15 to 12 in 2019 through HB 19-11120, signed during Governor Polis's first year in office when Democrats held both chambers of the General Assembly. The statute reaches outpatient therapy and leaves inpatient and residential treatment to separate rules. A therapist may tell a parent with the minor's consent and is directed to encourage family involvement, and the choice to bring a parent in rests with the young person. For a number of other kinds of care, the statutes name no minimum age whatsoever. A minor of any age may consent on their own. That includes contraceptive services under CRS 13-22-2105, testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections, and HIV under CRS 25-4409, which treats HIV within its definition of a sexually transmitted infection, prenatal, delivery, and post-delivery, care for an intended live birth under CRS 13-22-2343-2322, 103-222-2323-22. These provisions reach further than an age 12 line would suggest, because they set no age floor at all. In each of them, the consent of a parent is not a prerequisite, and the statutes do not require that a parent be notified. General medical care runs on a different standard. Under CRS 13-22-223, a minor may consent to hospital, medical, dental, emergency, and surgical care for themselves when the minor is 18 or older, or 15 or older while living apart from a parent and managing their own finances, or lawfully married. A true emergency involving a younger child is handled under the long-standing emergency treatment doctrine, which lets clinicians act to protect a child's life or health when waiting for consent would cause harm. So, the age 12 consent line that applies to psychotherapy and the no age floor rule that governs services like contraception and substance use care sit alongside a higher threshold for ordinary hospital and surgical care. The piece of this framework that surprises many families is the confidentiality that travels with it. As Long put it, in Colorado, doctors are not required to notify parents of minors at age 12 of treatments, procedures, prescription drugs. Several of these statutes go further than simply leaving notice optional. The STI consent law and the outpatient psychotherapy law make the care confidential by default and limit what a provider may disclose. The practical result is that a parent can remain unaware that a child was prescribed a drug or received a service because the information is protected unless the young person agrees to share it. Long frames that as a matter of liability, noting that a child rarely knows the family's medical history, past drug reactions, or allergies, while the family carries the responsibility for what follows. The right to consent belongs to the minor, and that same right lets the minor bring a parent into the appointment. Long's advice to parents is to teach children to use it. That child can opt you right back in, she said, describing a 12-year-old who was told at a school physical that a parent must wait outside. The mechanism is straightforward. The young person can invite a parent or another trusted adult into the visit and can agree to share the records. Long encourages parents to have that conversation early, so a child walks into an appointment already knowing they can include mom, dad, or a grandparent rather than sit alone. Long said Colorado ranks fourth in the nation for the most expansive minor consent laws, with California, Oregon, and Washington as the three most permissive. One verifiable line separates Colorado from that trio. California, Oregon, and Washington allow a minor to consent to an abortion without parental notice. Colorado requires 48 hours of written parental notice before an abortion on an unemancipated minor, under 18 under CRS 13-22-7-4, and the sections that follow it, subject to a judicial bypass process and exceptions for a medical emergency or evidence of abuse. That notice requirement, confirmed in the Colorado legislature's own issue brief on minors' consent to care, shows a framework that draws parents out of some decisions while pulling them back in for others. Colorado assembled this framework across 5 decades rather than in a single bill. Core provisions on substance use, contraception, and general care date to 1971. Pregnancy-related care was added in 2006. The most recent and most directly POLIS-era change is the 2019 measure that lowered the psychotherapy consent age to 12, alongside a 2021 amendment that broadened STI consent. Where lawmakers wanted a parent notified, they said so plainly, as they did for abortion. The result is a service-by-service map, and Long's central point to parents is that they should read it before their child does.
And now, Kim's perspective.
Parents carry the full weight of a child's health, the family history, the reaction to a medicine tried years ago, and the responsibility when something goes wrong. So parents should know exactly what Colorado law permits before their child sits alone in an exam room. A 12-year-old can now agree to real and serious care in this state, and a parent who has never read these statutes can find themselves shut out of decisions that belong at the family table. Knowing the law is the first safeguard a family has. Talk with your children early, tell them plainly what a doctor may say and what their own rights are, and make sure they understand they can invite you into the room every single time. An informed parent protects a child in ways no statute ever will. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.